You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Multiple people call Florida cops after witnessing neighbor Travis McBride shoot someone, place the body in the car, then hose away the blood. That someone is Clinton Dorsey, a local who's been feuding with McBride. In a prior confrontation, McBride had threatened to kill Dorsey.
Nancy, the animosity between the men began when McBride found a peanut butter jar full of broken glass in his yard and became convinced Clinton Dorsey left it there purposefully to harm his dogs. After the shooting, McBride knocked on his neighbor's door, threatening to kill her if she said anything to police. She immediately called 911 to report the shooting. McBride is the owner and a counselor at Starting Point Mental Health.
Cops find Dorsey's body in Travis McBride's car, and the 46-year-old anger management counselor now charged with murder. Louisiana cops get multiple reports of cocaine sold from a two-bedroom apartment. Cops make a visit looking for Darren Pittman. When they knock on the door, Pittman's girlfriend says he's not home. Cops take a look around anyway and find Pittman hiding inside the dryer. The arrest report does not detail how Pittman squeezed himself into the dryer, but the 26-year-old now facing drug charges. Guess he got hot under the collar. More crime and justice news after this.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to officials in Arizona, a man found guilty of shooting and killing a federal agent in Tucson in 2018 has been handed a life sentence. During the sentencing hearing, 31-year-old Ryan Philip Schlesinger was not in court as his attorneys fought for a sentence of less than 50 years in prison. In addition, Schlesinger was given consecutive sentences of 20 years for attempted murder and 50 years for firing a gun while committing a violent crime. Schlesinger was convicted of second-degree murder by a jury last November in connection to the death of Deputy U.S. Marshal Chase White. The 41-year-old White was just 4 days away from being deployed as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve at the time of the deadly shooting in November 2018. A married father of four children, White was a member of a group of Marshal's servants agents attempting to execute a felony arrest order at Schlesinger's residence. A criminal complaint states that Schlesinger had been following a woman who worked as a sergeant for the Tucson Police Department. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
An Alabama mother has been charged with attempted murder for allegedly firing shots outside Hueytown High School after a basketball game against Leeds High School. A group of students were engaging in some kind of altercation when adult family members tried to intervene. Eunethia Shackelford, 33, allegedly fired shots in the air, then left the scene with her children and some of the other students. No one was injured in the shooting, but several videos of terrified attendees running for cover have been circulating. Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies and Hueytown police arrived on scene and dispersed the crowd of people outside the school. Shackelford is also charged with possession of a deadly weapon on school grounds and posted a $67,500 bond. Jefferson County School Superintendent Dr. Walter Gonsolin released a statement after the incident, quote, "Our children and fans have the right to go to a sporting event, experience it, and leave without the fear of violence. This type of behavior, especially by an adult who is supposed to set an example, is completely irresponsible. It shows a total lack of respect for human life and will not be tolerated."
A woman from Western Michigan has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. This after being found guilty of murder and child abuse and the starvation death of her disabled 15-year-old son, who weighed just 69 pounds at the time of his death. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Sentenced to an additional 50 to 100 years behind bars for first-degree child abuse, 44-year-old Norton Shores resident Shanda Vander Ark was found guilty in Timothy Ferguson's 2022 death. Prosecutors have stated that Timothy Ferguson had some mental disabilities. The victim's brother, Nolan Ferguson, stated in his testimony that his mother, quote, "shouldn't have her freedom back if I can't have my brother back." When offered the opportunity to speak, Vander Ark, appearing in orange prison attire, responded by shaking her head no. Vander Ark's defense lawyer, Fred Johnson, stated that his client accepted Timothy into her household while working as a single mother juggling school and other responsibilities. Paul Ferguson, the victim's other brother, was also charged with first-degree child abuse in the case.
Paul Ferguson pleaded guilty in December and is scheduled to be sentenced in late February.
Thanks, John. 5 a.m., Delisha Waddy makes a cryptic Facebook post reading, "It's never too late to do the right thing. Don't get discouraged." At 9:30 a.m., she leaves her apartment in Richmond, Virginia, drives about 30 minutes to Camp Wilderness in Doswell. Delisha tries to negotiate a lower rate for a cabin, but leaves with no place to stay. The next day, her SUV found abandoned 15 minutes south in Hanover. Police find Delisha's belongings, clothes, shoes, at an outdoor concert venue back in Doswell. There have been many reported sightings of Delisha since, but none of them led to her. Delisha Waddy, now missing nearly 7 years. If you have info on Delisha Waddy, contact Caroline County, Virginia Sheriff's 804-633-1120. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.